So we're thankful for Jack being there, and we have a special guest here to my immediate right, Kent, who came to Tapestry tonight, and we just brought him to the studio, just kind of hijacked him and said, "Dude, come on, hang out at the studio, come out for the show." And so Kent is here, and and passing judgment as we speak.
Yeah.
So this will be good. So Kent's hanging out with us tonight, and if you would like to talk to him, go ahead and give us a call, 877-800-8645. Because I know you're dying to talk to Kent, and as we all are, which is why I brought him to the, I just wanted done talking with him, and so we brought him to the studio, and a fascinating guy, really cool, and I have enjoyed talking to him and getting to know him a little bit, and we had a good night talking about Ascension Sunday, as this has been, and I don't know if you had a sermon today on the Ascension. Call us, 877-800-8645, 877-800-8645. If your pastor or if you are a pastor and you spoke about or heard about the ascension of Jesus today, if that was the major theme of the sermon, give us a call, 877-800-8645, 877-800-8645. We are also going to talk about a big story that came out this week. As Monday was the day after Mother's Day, there was a large spike in membership of a website called Ashley Madison. Ashley Madison is a website. Their tagline is "Life is short, have an affair." Okay. This is their whole business. This is a website for married people to go and find other married people to have quote unquote discreet affairs. No such thing.
No.
Mind you, they cannot give you what they promise. But anyway, they say, here you come here and you find other people who have discreet affairs. But there was a 31,000 member increase on the day after Mother's Day. All women.
Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, I don't know, man. Some dudes came up with the wrong gift for Mother's Day.
No kidding.
But let's talk about it when we come back. 877-800-8645. 877-800-8645. You are listening to Tal Prince Live on Sirius Satellite Radio. This is the best radio on radio. We'll be right back.
I want to feel her in my arms as I find.
Something.
Suppose
yeah, never works. Man, those charts. So here we go. We're talking a little bit about Ashley Madison, a very popular website now for people, married people. It is a site for married people who are wanting to have affairs. Mm-hmm. And here is a deal. On a typical Monday, they're normally going to have between 2,500 and 3,000 women join. So typically, you think about knocking that down a year, right? I mean, yeah. 52 weeks a year, 2,500 to 3,000 women are going to join on a typical Monday. After the weekend, Monday's a big day for them. The weekend didn't go well.
So what are they expecting on a weekend?
We can't go there. Maybe for husband to be home, connecting, things like that. I don't know. Date night. I don't know. Yeah. So we'll ask Therese in a minute. So instead of you and I speculating, maybe we should.
That would be the best thing.
Maybe we should ask the woman in the room. Here's what guys do. Yeah. I don't know. Let's you and I talk about it. Yeah. There's a woman here. Ah, she doesn't know.
Clearly.
But let me set it up. On the day after Mother's Day, they had 24,000 women sign up. This year, they had 31,000 sign up on the day after Mother's Day. So this is not a new thing for them. This is the deal. Noel Bittman, the founder. Now, ladies, if you are listening to this show tonight, understand AshleyMadison.com is not founded or run by a woman.
No. It's not.
Okay. It's a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a dude. Understand, we're always looking for ways to get you to, do what we would like you to do.
Yeah.
All right. It's always deception. Okay. Here is what he says when asked why are holidays like this a turning point for women? Here's his speculation. Because these women have expectations that their partnership will be celebrated and even romanticized, but that is often not what transpires. He is a married father of two, and he believes that there are several reasons why women turn to Ashley Madison after Mother's Day in particular. He's, on Mother's Day, women in general expect to be celebrated by their partners. However, for many already suffering from a lack of appreciation, this day represents a continuation of neglect and disappointment. So let's talk to the woman.
Yeah.
That is here, my lovely wife, Teresa. So, babe, what do you think? Why are women going in huge numbers, after weekends in general, but particularly after holidays, why would women be flocking to a site like this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've all heard that, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, highest suicide time. And so I think for Mother's Day, and so many will talk to other moms about what their kids are doing or the best place to go play or, you know, all the ordinary stuff. But to talk about I'm miserable at home, because most of them are pretending either to have great sex all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And so they sit there and think this is terrible, you know, or they feel trapped.
Yeah.
So I think it's the secrecy of Ashley Madison. They can go. They can be kind of anonymous and toy around a little bit. And
the
next thing you know, they're finding someone else to validate and medicate with the wrong relationship.
Right. And it's highly romanticized, right? Running TV commercials. They run late night TV commercials. They tried to run a commercial during the Super Bowl. CBS denied that. Originally approved it, then came back and denied it, apparently. There have been some talks about running some during primetime television. They've tried that. Networks have so far said no, but they run radio ads. They run, you know, morning drive, afternoon drive, just daytime radio ads.
Yeah.
So they're running a lot of radio spots. So, you know, everybody knows about them. You can see their commercials all over the internet. Very popular on YouTube. You can go see their commercials. They were on, this week this story broke. It was on a lot of news outlets, a lot of media. So Hannity had Noel Bittman on. And he said this in the interview on, you know, on Hannity's show. I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. But here's what the guy said. No kidding. I mean, his response is, well, you know, I mean, I'm providing a website for people, you know, who are unhappy in their marriages.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm doing this as a way to preserve the marriage.
Yeah, he's being like martyred for, you know, he's like presenting himself as as like the savior of the relationship.
Hey, Sean Hannity, back off of me. I'm saving marriages.
Yeah, in the long run, I'm doing something good here.
Oh, I could have a few ladies from group come and say, no, they're not saving marriages.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, yeah, we work in this.
They're blowing the steam pipe off a few women that are ready to just strangle their husbands.
Yeah. I also like the fact that he's playing both sides of it. He's like, he wants to make everyone happy, but then he's an entrepreneur all at the same time.
Yeah. I'm all for capitalism. life is short, have an affair. This is their tag. So what are your thoughts on this? Give us a call, 877-800-8645. I mean, I don't think it's a mystery in evangelical world, kind of what the response is going to be. But, you know, let's kick this around, because the reality is, I mean, let's not go with the, you know, the quick church Sunday school answer, okay? Because the reality is 70% of Americans making in excess of $75,000 are having affairs.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a lot of churches.
And we were checking some of the stats that they had on their website, which said, what was it, 50% of all marriages anywhere are going through that, and you just scoffed at that. You said, no, it's more than that.
Oh, yeah, it's more than that. Good grief.
It's just, you know, they've done their research, and so they've seen how people are going to behave, and they're creating a market, you know, in some ways. They're making money off of, you know, somebody's pain, suffering at home, their lack of intimacy at home. And you look at this guy, and he just, I mean, just doesn't, I don't even think he buys it.
No.
You know,
well, it's like a legal form of drug. You can't go out and sell drugs to medicate someone's pain, but you can get on and offer up affairs. And so it's wrong medication.
Right. Wrong
it's
medication.
Not going to help.
Right. No, it's not going to help. It is truly going to make it worse. It's like any other drug. I mean, you know, if you're trying to numb your pain, that pain is going to be waiting for you when the drug wears off, and it's just going to be worse because you took time away from it. It is going to be worse, and you know, than it was. Now, why do women, you know, tend to hunt down affairs? Because they hunt it down for different reasons than men do. Right. I mean, men are looking for sex. You know, women are looking for a different type of, you know, a thing in an affair. They're typically not just looking for a sexual encounter, although that's becoming more common as women are moving into sexual addiction themselves.
You don't think women would be looking for a new husband through this? I mean, do you see what I'm saying? Do you think just the way men and women are emotionally different, do you think a woman perhaps might be going into this saying, hey, this is just getting a head start on the dating world? Or is it just for the plain excitement of it?
What do you think, Dad?
Well, I mean, the woman I know who's been hurt by it, mm-hmm. not active in it, but hurt mm-hmm. by it, the woman who was hooked up with her family through Ashley Madison kept on, you know, what am I, just a one-night stand? You're not, you know, so yeah. She was wanting in way more than the husband.
I think you're going to see that a lot. I mean, you know, and
if they have any dependence, if they're codependent and have any dependency on relationships, you are messing with the wrong. Yeah. They would do anything to keep a relationship. So you got fatal attraction just applying on your computer left and right.
Yeah, if you're a guy and you're going to have an affair, I would suggest not having any rabbits at home.
Yeah, I was just thinking like that, a boiling rabbit.
Yeah, that's never going to go well.
From AshleyMadison.com.
I'm just saying. Gary, where are we on time? All right, we've got a caller, but Mike, you hang on because we only got like a couple of we're coming up on a break, and I want to get to you, but I don't want to cut you short. So you hang on, man. I mean, women are typically looking for attention that they're not getting at home. I mean, they're looking for connection. They are looking for relationship. I don't know that they're necessarily looking for another husband as they are looking to kind of fill an emotional void uh-huh. and making a connection. But here's the thing, and here's what happens in affair land. I mean, affair land is fake land. I mean, it's complete escapism. And here's why people are kind of drawn to it, and they think it's better than their marriage, is because there's no kids involved. There's no screaming kids. There's no problems. There's no bills to pay. There's no financial stress. There's none of that. You just meet for sex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's usually fast. It's romantic. Plus you have all the forbidden, the extra, enticement of, hey, this is forbidden, all that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's that gets intoxicating, and you think, this is so much better than my marriage.
I know we don't want to connect everything in with like pornography or whatnot, but mm-hmm. just a few years ago, there was a forum on ABC with Craig Gross and Danny Pauling where they were talking about pornography. And when I listened to the porn spokespeople, I mean, they basically said, people have a choice. All we're going to do is provide for people who have a choice. What happens to them? Who cares? Mm-hmm. And that's what this guy sounded like when he was talking about his website, was, we know that people have a choice. All we're doing is making it easier for them to make a choice. Who cares what happens on the other side of this?
Yeah. I'm a facilitator is the argument, right? I'm just a facilitator. I'm not making anybody do anything they don't want to do. I'm just a provider.
Wow, I wonder what his wife thinks.
What does your husband
do? Yeah, what does your husband do?
Hey, keep the paychecks coming in and you can do whatever
you
want to,
baby. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, does he use the services? Did he say, or did anyone ask him?
He said he does not.
Yeah.
But
what's he going to say?
Yeah. And then he said he didn't know if his wife did or not.
Oh, not. Like, yeah. Well, yeah. Like, I can't ask her. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm nice. All right. We're going to break, but we're going to be back on the other side. And, Mike, we're going to come to you. If you've got some thoughts, give us a call, 877-800-8645, 877-800-8645. Listening to Tal Prince live on a Sunday night. Family Net. We'll be right back. Madison Blues, baby. Right away,
FishCoffee.com. Our mission at Big Fish Coffee is to provide you with an incredible coffee experience while supporting worthy causes in coffee-growing regions around the world. Big Fish Coffee is micro-roasted from the top 1% of coffee beans available and roasted to order. It's also great for fundraising. Try it in your church, office, or at home. Order online today at BigFishCoffee.com.
Did you know there's a safe place to easily upload, view, and share Christian videos on the web? Yeah, at EzekielTV.com. Lots of people just like you are already sharing short, inspiring messages, funny videos, and fresh music. Give it a try. Upload your own video in a clean environment on the web. Christian videos are at EzekielTV.com. It's easy and free. EzekielTV.com. Share your faith.
Looking to further your ministry or enhance your praise and worship service? Long's Electronics has your sanctuary essentials. We have been serving the church market for over 39 years, supplying duplication products such as high-speed duplicators, CDs, DVDs, and cassettes. Long's is your full-line solution to get your message heard, offering great names such as Shure, Yamaha, PV, Recordex, and Surtron. When you think of sound, lighting, video, or media ministry, Long's is here to provide professional help at affordable prices. Order your catalog today by visiting our website at www.longsav.com or call 1-800-633-3410 to speak to our friendly associates. That's 1-800-633-3410. Long's Electronics.
Tell you what, this stuff happens, you know, in the midst of affairs. I'm telling you, affairs have consequences. People get angry. Things go bad. I mean, they don't talk about this on AshleyMadison.com. They don't talk about it, you know, coming out, people finding out. They talk about, we promise discreet affairs. It's only as discreet as the person you're having an affair with. And listen, I mean, here's what the Bible says, right? What you do in the dark is going to come out in the light.
That's right.
And astonishingly enough, the Bible is accurate and true. Who knew?
Yeah.
It's going to come out. You cannot keep it hidden. Your secrets are going to come out. It is a chilling thought, but they are going to come out, and you're not going to keep it hidden, and it is going to come out. And so you got to be thinking about that and got to be ready to deal with that. So what are your thoughts on AshleyMadison.com having affairs? What are your thoughts on this? 877-800-8645. What do you think are the reasons behind this? Why do you think a big spike? Why do you think 31,000 women join AshleyMadison.com the Monday after Mother's Day? What do you think that happens? 877-800-8645. 877-800-8645. Let's go to Mike in Delaware. Mike, welcome to Tao Prince Live. How you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing, Tao?
Hey, man, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Well, excuse my voice, but I'm in my second day of strep throat.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, and I drive a truck.
Oh, you are. Are you? So you're driving right now, man?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. Driving with strep. I know you are miserable, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
You just got to be honest with that one, bro.
Yeah, there's no two ways about it.
Yeah.
Look, man, what this Noel Bitterman and everyone else, especially the TV agencies, they're not looking at the serious potential of violent repercussions.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Of the man finding out that his wife is cheating, having sex with another man. Mm-hmm. Now, I know I've been in that predicament. Mm-hmm. Before I was saved, my wife of 10 years cheated on me, and I got physically violent. Mm-hmm. Just the thought of another man with my woman, it set me off.
Yeah.
Now, this Ashley Madison, they are not taking into consideration what's going to happen when this happens. You know, if that happens, you know, it's not all X with any cheating, you know, scenario, but this brings it to a whole different level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, cheating, prostitution, it's just nothing is new under the sun.
Right.
You know, But this is just, it's an abomination, man. I mean, yeah. Porn is bad enough.
Yeah.
But no one's taking this into consideration. You know, okay, there's a 31,000 spike. What's the domestic violence or murder rate? Are they looking at that? Because of this? I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, you think about when gun crimes happen, we go right after the gun manufacturers, you know, because we say, hey, they are providing something that was used in this crime. And that's a great point, Mike, about the responsibility of these people when other things begin happening as a result of affairs being found out.
Yeah, I mean, affairs are going to find out, Mike. And, I'm so sorry for you. And I'm sorry that happened to you. I'm sorry that all went down and you had to go through that. And I'm thankful that you called in to share that, man. I know that's never easy. It's still not easy to even talk about. I know. I'm sure it's still angering to you and maddening.
Actually, it is not. Wow. I knew it was a mistake. And, of course, this is all before I found Jesus Christ. Now, it is not hard for me to talk about it because it happened in my life. I smoked a joint when I was 17. You know, okay, it happened. Mm. You know, it's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting my wife, my ex-wife, was illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But a man's emotions are very, very temperamental when it comes to stuff. Unless he doesn't care.
Mm.
You know, but either way, it's wrong. This Ashley Madison is wrong.
Yeah,
in the utmost degree.
Yeah.
So, but look, I got to get off here, and I appreciate you letting me vent and bringing that up.
All right, dude.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for calling, man. I appreciate you listening to the show, man.
Hey, no problem, guy.
God bless you, buddy.
All right, bye.
You know what I hate about it so much is it's normalized. Like we were watching a news story with the former Miss USA, and she was talking about those lingerie photos. And
yeah,
well, I mean that's. We've got to keep up with society, and that's normal
that's right.
now. And they want to be Sports Illustrated models. And so this is changing normal.
Yeah. Mm.
It's normalizing affairs. It's making it easier, convenient. And, you know, what's next?
Yeah, that's a great phrase, you know, that we are trying to always try to change normal, you know, because they were. I mean, this is the deal. I mean, and a lot of you saw this story this week, I'm sure, you know, the Miss USA pageant, they've got them all, you know, posing in lingerie.
Yep.
You know, this year for their photos, the promo photos. I don't think it's a big coincidence that the Miss USA pageant's owned by Donald Trump.
No, it's not.
I don't think that's a shocker.
I just haven't heard that H word about him being a hypocrite for, you know, taking away the crown of other women for doing the exact same thing, and now he's just doing that.
So here they go, right? And so, you know, the one girl, you know, that we saw interviewed, Tara Conner, I think.
Yeah.
She was on and saying, well, you know, they all want to be, you know, they want to be Victoria's Secret models and they want to be swimsuit models, and it's really no different than women wearing swimsuits on the beach. No, it is different. Here's the deal.
Very different.
Here's the difference. These are women wearing lingerie and sexually suggestive poses on beds.
Yep.
There's
I haven't seen a bed on a beach.
It depends on the beach you go to. but no, here's the difference. This is a major difference.
Mm-hmm.
Women, on the beach, if we were all to go down to Gulf Shores and hang out on the beach, and women in their bathing suits, that's a completely different ball game than women being photographed in lingerie on beds. Because here's the difference. We are being asked to turn them into objects. These women are being objectified because the reason for those photos being taken is the same reason as any pornographic photos or videos being taken. It is to encourage and promote masturbation, plain and simple.
Plain and simple.
That's the game. That's all that photo was meant to do.
Yeah.
That's all those photos are meant to do.
As I shared with you, Tal, as we were coming in, I did a little show research tonight. My wife and I were sitting there watching this Miss USA pageant. And what was really mind-boggling to me was the swimsuit competition, how they judged women based on swimsuits. And they would flash you'd have one walk out, and they'd flash 8.9 on the screen. You know, that was her grade.
Mm.
And then one would come right out behind her that looked almost just like her. The previous one, and they'd flash 9.4. And I'm like, what is the criteria behind this? You know, it just, you know, you got a bunch of dirty guys sitting out there going, hey, you know. And it really is bad. I mean, you just feel bad. And it's like, as a parent, I'm looking at that going, God, keep my little one away from this.
Oh, but speaking of parents and these pageants, toddlers and tiaras. I mean, you watch that show and the kids, they have fake teeth. They have spray tans. They're 3 years old. And then you see them take out their teeth. And I mean, it's like, oh my goodness, she would never be a pageant. But these kids from young ages are being taught.
That's awful.
You're not pretty the way you are.
Yeah.
But let me do this and, you know.
Yeah. I mean, these kids, I mean, you see these little girls, like 3 and 4, and they're wearing like dentures and caps, you know, and you know, in front, they've got these mouthpieces with fake teeth and, you know, and caps, all these porcelain caps and all that stuff. And then they take those mouthpieces out and suddenly you've been you know, transported to the set of Deliverance.
complete with banjo.
Like, wow. Who's playing the banjo? Paddle fast. It's bizarre, you know, how they look after that, and you know, they're spray tanning these 3 and 4 year olds, and you know, we've got two little girls, and I'm watching that, and I'm going, wow, you know, the standards that are being set, and you know, when you watch, and honestly, you know, one of ours was watching and going, I could do that, and I'm thinking, no, you can't.
Yeah. Man. Well, and you know, so many times it's the parents haven't dealt with their stuff. You know, they didn't feel popular, they didn't feel pretty, whatever it is, so they just. We'll spend everything to make our kid.
Mm-hmm. Like mom was never a beauty queen, so she wants her little one to be a beauty queen.
Yeah.
Live vicariously through your children.
That's a good thing, right? It happens.
And we wonder why there's such an increase in like sexual crimes and child trafficking and molestation.
Right.
I mean, when are the people that put these things on going to realize that, hey, guys, you guys are contributing in some way to this?
When you make people objects and when you allow society to engage in behavior that makes people objects, then there's no limit. There's no line. You know, once you cross that, it's hard to come back. And, you know, and so all of it, you know, porn, everything leads to that and people become objects and there's no coming back. And so you've got parents allowing their kids to become objects. Jessica Simpson's dad is a great, is a great illustration of that.
Yep.
Good night above. It's sad to see a dad comfortable with his daughter being an object and being objectified by other people and the media, mm-hmm. you know, and leading that charge. Mm-hmm. So how do we get out of that? How do we get past that? How do we stop that? How do we live in a society where that's going on? And how do we navigate that?
What if we just called it the Miss Softcore Porn USA?
that's why he's the right Reverend Derek Jacks. That's really what it is. No kidding.
Yeah, that's exactly what
you're listening to Tao Prince Live on a Sunday night. 877-800-8645. 877-800-8645. This is Sirius Satellite Radio, Family Net, Channel 161. We will be right back.
On you no more. I ain't gonna cheat on you no more.
Tana G is becoming a master of the bumper.
Yes, he is.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Johnny Lang, Lie to Me. I'm going to tell you, you know, and we would say, we would say we are against lying because the Bible says not to do it. Yeah. But good night, we do it. All right. We just tell white lies. Okay, there's a, and we like them. Okay, let me give you an example. Great old school Bible teacher by the name of J. Vernon McGee.
Oh.
All right.
Easy now.
Easy, big fella. So my mom would drive me to school, you know, when I was in high school, Portland, Oregon, Lake Ridge High School, any Pacers listening. She would drive me to school up Overlook Drive, and we would listen to J. Vernon McGee as we would go to school. And I just loved to listen to the guy's voice.
Yeah.
But he would talk about how, you know, he didn't want to lie at all. He didn't want to tell even any white lies to anybody. But, you know, as a pastor, it was very difficult, and he didn't know what to do when somebody said, well, like, hey, take a look at my baby.
Oh, yeah.
Because what do you do, right?
That's a loaded question.
Oh, dude, you're screwed, right? What do you do? So, I mean, if the baby's ugly, what do you got?
I think you say it has 2 ears.
Well, dude, that's really not good.
look at his eyes.
You're a new pastor. So, Derek's been a pastor for a short time. So, let me give you a little J. Vernon McGee help. All right. This will be helpful to you. So here's what he said. And I've always loved this, you know, it's always hysterical. McGee would say, he said, when I would see a baby that was not in any way attractive, I would just say, my, what a baby.
That's good. That's, my, what a baby.
He said, because it's true, it's a baby. That's awesome right there, man. And, you know, so, but these are the things. We will hide stuff. We will hide our reactions to things. We will hide our feelings. We will hide our emotions. We will hide our sin. We hide our stuff. We're very comfortable with putting fake teeth on our kids. We're very comfortable with putting fake tans on our kids. But this is just merely symptomatic of other stuff that's going on in our lives and in our families and in the church. This is stuff that's going on. What do y'all think?
Oh, I agree. I think there's people out there spending more money than they have to put, you know, clothes and mm-hmm. buy cars for their kids.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, their wives, just so that some people drive things, mm-hmm. and then their house is falling apart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We live in Birmingham, Alabama. This is where we're coming to you from. And here in the city of Hoover suburb, just a couple of years ago, the number one graduation gift from the high school here was for the girls was breast implants.
Yes.
An article in the paper that was it. That was like the thing.
Congratulations, sweetie.
Yeah, way to go. Here you go, honey. You know, now go off to college.
And this gets a little close to home. I have a family that lives in a prominent neighborhood, and mm-hmm. My wife and I were talking with some of their neighbors, and you know, we were talking about vehicles, and you see all these cars drive up. I mean, and it's like they live down these streets, and they're all in competition with each other. And you know, and my wife and I have these humble Hondas. You know, we're just sitting mm-hmm. there like, well, here's our Hondas. You know, let's covet these, right? and one of the neighbors came up to my wife and said, "Listen, sweetie, don't you know everybody in here is in debt over their eyeballs?" Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just, you know, they're just plunging into these situations of debt
yeah.
that are going to be hopeless at some yeah. point in time yeah. to get out of. Mm-hmm. And it's just, wow.
Yeah, Dave Ramsey says it, not take guts to be real, is what he said. That's not exactly the quote. But when I heard him say that, I was like, you know, it's in life, too.
Yeah.
It really does take guts to be real.
Yes,
to say, I can't afford that. And I think, though, if we could get to that place where we teach our children, honest is better.
Right.
Be proud yes. of who you are. If it means yeah. you're wearing an outfit from Target, it's okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't change who you are.
Yeah. This is what we got to get to. And this is what we got to get to, you know, in
church.
And I'm
not cutting down Target. I do like Target.
Yeah, Target's a pretty fine place to be.
They have some very great knockoffs.
Yeah, we're fans. Don't sue us. you know,
Walmart, you have explaining to do, though.
But no. I'll stay silent. Yeah. So, a rarity. But here's the thing: we have to get to a place you know, in our own relationships and in our communities where we have intimacy. Intimacy is not sex. You have believed it. You have bought it. You have thought it. If you don't think so, try this little experiment. Go to a restaurant when you stop off. You know, if you're driving, stop, pop into a restaurant, eat, you know, enjoy. But then just walk around the tables. Say, I'm just conducting a poll.
Yes.
I would like to know, when was the last time you were intimate with anyone?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And get ready for the wintry freshness of mace. Because it's coming. Yeah. Because people think that's none of your business.
Yeah.
Because they think you're asking when's the last time they had sex. That's not what you're asking, but that's what people think.
That's right. And you say intimate from the pulpit, and you're going to get that stare. You know, I pastor at a more traditional church.
Yeah. If you say it at a tapestry, everybody's cool.
Everybody's cool with that. But, if I say intimate, it's going to take a little parsing on that,
Yeah, you got to explain it.
Because we have had places. That. Yeah.
Right, and that's the thing. But intimacy is honesty, open, putting all your stuff out on the table and being able to be honest, open, real. And that does. It takes courage. It takes guts.
That's what he said.
Awesome. And
I thought he said another
takes
word.
Courage to be real. That was it.
I thought he said something else that just we really didn't want to say on the air.
Not Dave. This is the thing. You've got to get to that where you can be open, honest, and real and put all your stuff out on the table and have somebody know that, where people can see what's wrong with you, what's good about you, your faults, your failures, your hopes, your dreams, all of that, and love you anyway. Because, folks, that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is how Jesus loves you, okay? And that's how your community has to love you. That's how our churches have to operate. Mm-hmm. It is truth and transparency that lead to transformation. God did not save you because he's got good taste, okay?
Amen.
Just get over yourself. Get over yourself. Get over what the neighbors think of you. Get over what anybody else thinks. Because here's what you're going to find out. Nobody's really thinking about you.
No.
Yeah. They're too busy keeping their own little masks on. They're not worried about you and your image. They're too busy hiding their own.
Well, and honesty, I think, is the heartbeat of change, and it will encourage
Ooh,
you.
That's good.
That's my wife right there.
Okay.
Honesty, heartbeat of change.
I've seen it in my own life where I wasn't thrilled about this being our ministry, and I thought, God, really don't need me to talk about this all the time. And, my photography business has become an avenue to talk about porn. I mean, there's
awesome.
Nothing in my life that doesn't lead to porn because it's
– talking about porn.
Talking about porn, yeah.
Well, because everything else in life does lead to porn.
It does.
But as I surrendered to God and trusted that he allowed this in my story and that I could trust him, and I mean, it really started, he just took over and I said it. But the more I shared, the more encouraged I was because I realized I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like people immediately shared back. Mm-hmm. They kind of sat back, they watched. Some of them watched for 2 years or more. Some of them were my best friends and still didn't talk. But in time, they were honest too.
Yeah.
And I really think it's an incredible thing. We should all this week try and be honest about something we think, we're not going to.
Honesty, the heartbeat of change.
That's great.
Yeah. We're going to patent that or trademark it or whatever.
That's my wife right there.
I'll rip it off and put it on Twitter. I'll attribute that to you, though.
That is my wife right there.
I'm just, also, just to say the word over and over, I mean, things that are uncomfortable, mm-hmm. like I said, I mentioned last week, we just got a men's group at my church, and they had honestly, and I believe them on this, had never really understood the concept of sexual addiction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's just not a conversation that they're used to having. So we're going to talk about it, and the more I can include, because we know what a drug addict is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just don't really think, and I was sitting there thinking about it even more this past week. Mm-hmm. If somebody gets busted for drugs, we automatically go, hey, they're a drug addict. They got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody gets busted for sex, we completely go a different direction with that.
Yeah.
And it would make more sense if we stayed true with the logic to say, this person's got a problem with this, mm-hmm. this mm-hmm. addiction mm-hmm. thing. And so, again, as the conversations continue to go in churches, I think we're going to begin to see more and more churches deal with this.
Well, yeah, they're going to have to. It's becoming too prevalent. Too many pastors, associate pastors, worship leaders, too many getting busted. You know, it's becoming too prevalent that, you know, they're just not able to ignore it anymore.
And then when you see the young people who are involved in that stuff as they get older and get out of college and begin to maybe take on avenues of leadership in church, they're going to have things that they're going to be dealing with. So,
Well, and the more we can teach our young people and our children, and we were talking about this in the car the other day, that they can express disappointment without losing love, that they are still – it's okay to say you're disappointed. I still love you. I'm not going to remove myself from you. Mm-hmm. And then these women, instead of running to Ashley Madison, might say the next day, you know, baby, Mother's Day was awful. You know, you didn't help me do anything. I felt like I wasn't valued. And give your husband help teach him how to treat you instead of escaping reality.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. That's a little Dr. Phil moment right there.
I'm going to
teach people how to treat you.
To be honest with you, and I told my students this when I was a youth pastor, men are pretty stupid at the end of the day. I mean, we really do need help.
Yeah.
Just in the basics of life.
Yeah. This is true. Yeah. Yeah. Well, people as a whole, pretty stupid.
Yeah. I will amend my state.
But it goes back to that honesty. We let our kids be honest if we're honest.
Hallelujah. Honesty, the heartbeat of change.
Who would have thought?
That's awesome. All right. We're going to go to break. We'll be back for just one brief segment. You are listening to Tal Prince Live on Sirius Satellite Radio, Family Net, Channel 161. About a lot of things here, but we do want to make sure we communicate to you that there is nothing that is beyond the grace of Jesus Christ. And, you know, no matter what your struggle is, everybody struggles. Everybody's got sin in their lives. Everybody's got things they wrestle with, struggle with. Why? Because Genesis 3 is still in the Bible, but there is something else that is still in the Bible. It is Acts 1:1-11, the ascension of Jesus Christ, a very key event. And it is because of the ascension that is not very often talked about, but it is the ascension of Christ, that physical thing, that Jesus ascends. He ascends to a physical throne, a physical place. Heaven is a real place, and Jesus ascends there and ascends to a throne. And because he did that, David talks about that in Psalm 68, that he led captivity captive. Whatever it is that you struggle with, let's say you have an addiction like myself, he has taken your captor captive. That's what the ascension is about, okay? That he has led your captor captive. He has led all captivity captive. That is huge in your world. Whatever your struggle, Jesus has led that captor captive and has laid it and he has dominion over it. Jesus is king. Jesus has taken and set up his throne above the earth. An earthly king has his kingdom here, and when he dies, his kingdom dies. Jesus' throne is above the earth, and he shall not die ever again. That is a big day. And it's a great, great thing. It is a big deal. So I want to make sure you understand that this evening. Also, if you are in Orlando, Florida, I'm coming to see you. I'm going to be in Orlando Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night this week. St. Mary's Missionary Baptist Church coming to see you. And I know they've invited several other churches in the area. And so Orlando, I'm coming to see you. And I'm looking forward to it, going to be there. If you were looking forward to seeing me in Wichita, Kansas, sorry, that's canceled. I'm not going to be there this coming weekend. But in Orlando, if you were in Wichita, you could come down to Orlando Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I will be there.
Frequent flyer miles.
Come on. St. Mary's Missionary Baptist Church, we will see you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I want to thank my lovely wife who coined the new phrase, honesty, the heartbeat of change.
That's right.
Right to my left. Babe, thanks for being here tonight.
Thanks for having me.
You are always welcome.
Yeah.
The studio looks and smells better.
Yeah.
Though you are not.
And that was my Mother's Day present. Lots and lots of perfume.
Good.
Speaking of Mother's Day.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The Right Reverend Derek Jacks.
Thank you, Tal. Hey, just one question. Are you going to go to the Holy Land experience while you're down in Orlando?
No, because I met Jesus at the NRB a couple years ago. I hung out with Jesus at the National Religious Broadcaster Convention. I asked him, you know, I'm like, dude, like, what's the day like? He goes, I get crucified 5 times a day. So I don't need to go, seeing him. So I'm at the buffet. And you know, we hung out.
Did he eat shrimp? That's just my question.
No, it was breakfast. So,
oh yeah, no shrimp.
He was knocking out a Belgian. He was knocking out a Belgian waffle.
Yeah, as I picture Jesus would do.
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's the perfect breakfast food. Yeah. So, and Garrett Tiny Gierby for engineering the show. Oh, nice. That's a.
Oh, hey, you're welcome. I was glad to be here too, Tal. Thanks so much, brother.
I was expecting Vincent Price after that sound. something from the Thriller, maybe. And Kent, thanks for coming to the show tonight, man. Thanks for coming to hang out. And Jack and Casey for hanging out and screening the call. Thanks for doing that tonight. And it has been a joy to be with you. We will be back with you next week on your regular dose of the Pharisee Free Zone. Tal Prince live on Sirius Satellite Radio, Family Net, Channel 161. Come hit us at the website, talprincelive.com. Email us, hope@talprincelive.com. We will see you next week.